This is JIS News. Government pressing ahead with plans to position Jamaica as world's fourth logistics hub. Telephone number portability soon and two telecommunications licenses to be auctioned. The details after the break.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies
to... Now the news. Jamaica is well on its way to accomplishing a number of targets or sub-projects in order to qualify itself as the world's fourth major logistics hub. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says a major one of these sub-projects is a deeper harbour that can accommodate the mega vessels anticipated as a result of its planned expansion. He points out that Jamaica has one of the deepest ports in the world at Cow Bay, Yalas in St. Thomas.
That 51-metre depth is attractive to the biggest of the vessels. And the idea there is to build a commodity port that can take bulk storage. So that gives Jamaica a range of activity from containerized shipment to commodity movement. That is the entire gamut of global trade, which will put us in an advantageous position.
The industry minister also notes that there are opportunities in dry docking and vessel maintenance services. Under International Maritime Organization rules, major vessels must be maintained at prescribed intervals. Jamaica is positioning itself to take advantage of these opportunities that will arise from the planned expansion of the Panama Canal to be completed by 2015. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton is encouraging local businesses to attain internationally accepted certification of their management systems, as this will positively impact their organizations. Minister Hilton says such certification will help to boost Jamaica's reputation as a standards-driven business environment.
This level of certification is important. In fact, I would say critical and a key component in securing and safeguarding the financial sustainability of the NCBJ, while at the same time facilitating the most effective and prudent penetration of international markets.
The minister was speaking at the inaugural staging of Certification Day, hosted by the National Certification Body of Jamaica, NCBJ, on Wednesday. Consumers will soon be able to change their telecommunications provider while keeping their telephone number. This as the government is far advanced in implementing telephone number portability. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says all three major telecommunications providers, Digicel, Lime and Flo, are in support of its implementation.
We have concluded the public consultations and Cabinet has recently approved the issuing of drafting instructions for the porting regulations. Simultaneously, the procurement for the portability, ordering and handling service provider is being conducted while we draft those regulations.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the House of Representatives recently. Number portability is the ability of a consumer to transfer his or her telephone number to the telecoms carrier of his or her choice. Government is to auction two telecommunications licenses as part of plans to attract new entrants into the local market. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell made the announcement while speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week.
The licenses will be awarded to the highest bidders once their bids meet or exceed the reserve price and upon being determined as fit and proper by the regulators. Both licenses will have a 15-year currency. The licensees will be required to deploy their network and or services across 90% of the country within 5 years.
The government will begin pre-auction activities in early April when the issuance of an information memorandum will be advertised internationally. Minister Paulwell says the advertisement will also be placed on the ministry's website, as well as that of the Spectrum Management Authority. The request for proposal will remain open for 1 month, with the entire process, including the selection of a provider, expected to be completed by July 15, 2013. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.